The proposed law details responsibility for declaring an emergency and allows the local government to reassign staff where needed. It also spells out steps the borough can order, things like curfews, limitations on gatherings, and business closures. Petersburg's borough attorney, Sarah Heidemann, responded to questions from residents on the municipality's authority to take those steps.
The borough has authority to enact public health and emergency measures, provided that those measures do not violate its own charter or would impermissibly conflict with federal or state law.
Petersburg is what's known as a home rule borough. Heidemann said under the state's constitution, it can exercise all legislative powers not prohibited by its charter or in other laws. The attorney also detailed a long court record in support of government response to a health emergency. The U.S. Supreme Court decided a Massachusetts case over 115 years ago, allowing for some restrictions on constitutional rights to combat a public health emergency. The nation's highest court this year also ruled against a church in California that sought to continue large gatherings despite that state's shelter-in-place order. Petersburg has been updating its local laws since the formation of the borough in 2013. With the COVID-19 pandemic this year, borough staff decided it was a good time to update old city code on emergencies. There's been a temporary emergency law approved by the Assembly that also allows for the same measures this year. Since the advent of the pandemic in the U.S., Petersburg's Assembly has approved a shelter-in-place mandate that also closed non-essential businesses. A similar state mandate soon replaced the local one, however. The local government also has had a face covering mandate in place this spring. It also changed rules for local meetings, required pre-approval for cruise ships and other passenger vessels, and required submission of workforce plans for companies with out-of-state seasonal employees. Local officials also have pointed out this ordinance rewrite will help with response during future disasters as well as this one. A different attorney, Sarah Fine, was hired as moderator of this month's forum and read from questions and answers compiled before the hearing.
Adding language regarding issuance of orders provides guidance for both the Assembly and for residents. The proposed changes to the chapter set out who can issue the orders, who can terminate the orders, the subject of the orders, and they also provide safeguards when rights are going to be temporarily restricted.
The proposed ordinance also would change the enforcement mechanism for violating orders during an emergency. That would allow the borough to ticket someone for a violation instead of pursuing a criminal misdemeanor, the current penalty in the existing code. At the forum, officials described the incident command system used to respond to disasters. Incident Commander Carl Hagerman outlined the work of the local team that formed for the pandemic. He also defended the need for this revision.
For every person who claims unthinkable overreach, there is another that is urging to reach further in pursuit of public health and safety. Hearing and managing the desires and opinions of all residents is part of a public sector job. But the responsibility to keep the population safe must be taken seriously and requires that response actions fall on the side of caution as much as possible.
The borough continues to receive comments on the ordinance, many opposing this revision. Numerous local residents don't want the local government to have this power and say the local law places too much power in the hands of just a few. Dan Atinas wanted changes.
An emergency indicates that there was no time to follow ordinary procedures due to an acute, immediate crisis. Well, we already have the fire department, the EMTs, the police, the state troopers, who all know their jobs well. But what about an emergency that goes on and on and on? Is that an emergency? Is that a temporary restriction of rights? In this scenario, what if a group is running a show who will not listen to their constituents? There has to be a place in the law for public input and for public sector accountability. I'm not seeing those things in this emergency ordinance.
Another person commenting, Rob Schwartz, also had problems with losing rights during a disaster that seems to have no end.
You know, you should say that life isn't going to change. It's disrupted everything. It's disrupted our churches. It's disrupted our work, our businesses. It's disrupted our families, you know. And so this goes on and on and on. Who's going to say, okay, the pandemic's over?
Schwartz said he wouldn't be complying during an emergency if he had to act to provide for his family. The Assembly is expected to vote on the third and final reading of this ordinance September 21st. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.